This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing the theme of a da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a da'wah lil Quran, wa da'wah tul anbiya. That has been the main three themes in the previous surahs, whether you look at Surah Nuh, and likewise inside Surah Muzammil that we find, the main Surah Al-Jinn as well previously, that the main theme of these three surahs is about the role of the prophets, the role of the Qur'an or the impact of the Qur'an, and the impact of giving da'wah inside society. As we enter into Surah Al-Muzammil, which is specifically speaking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but these same three themes exist inside this surah, as if the extraction of the hidden element inside this surah is that before we begin to preach to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we begin to give da'wah to people, or da'wah to the Qur'an, there's a core element that some of us or many of us fail to understand, is a concept of spirituality. Because in this surah, it speaks about the build-up of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya yul muzammil, qumil layla illa qalila. Or one who's been wrapped up in the garments. Qumil layla illa qalila. Al-ishara that before we begin to give da'wah or exert our efforts towards people and society around us, first we need to focus upon ourselves, because it's a strange world that we live in. Because even in the science of talabatul ilm that we find, the science of gaining Islamic knowledge, the intent of many people is something else. And as we find that people begin to topple later on inside their lives, hatta you find even some people have become atheists inside their belief, who may be even involved in Islamic activities or giving da'wah to people. Because the focus is upon other individuals, is about society, without focusing upon, firstly, primarily upon oneself, strengthening one's own iman and one's belief that we find. So there's no point calling to people, giving da'wah to people, or giving da'wah to the Qur'an, when many of us don't even understand the Qur'an or liaise with the Qur'an. The Qur'an here says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. That's why sometimes many of us are taken aback. Even some basic non-Muslims can ask questions about the Qur'an. We don't understand certain aspects of the Qur'an, or we haven't exerted our efforts about the Qur'an, about our journey with the Qur'an. It's about learning how to counteract people's arguments, how to refute people, how to look down upon people. That's what most of us, our theme and our life is about. That's what we focus upon. So we missed a core element of Islam. The core element, the hidden message inside this surah, if not the hidden message throughout the Qur'an, is one of spirituality, one of tazkiyah, one of focus, one of devotion, one of commitment. Not that the key element becomes, I need to become, as we find the YouTubers around us, I call Islamic YouTubers, that's what they are. Shallow individuals. Thalatha to shuhur, 6 months, maybe even 3 years, maximum reading certain texts or nusus, and they have the audacity to challenge people who've been reading for 30 years of their life, 40 years of their life, 50 years of their life. Not to say a person can't make mistakes, it's plausible. But logically as well, think about a person who's involved in maybe, let's say, in the modern world, in structure, building of structures. You may have mastered one element of plastering a building, but you don't understand nothing else about the structure of a building. That's the only thing that you know. So you begin to boast that, look at me, I'm a good plasterer. But you don't know nothing about bricklaying or electrical work or insulation. You don't know anything else about that. But you have the audacity to say to a person who spent their whole life doing that, that this person doesn't know this. Maybe they don't know that small element, but you can't take away the credentials of who they are. And this is the reason why, because we're focused, maybe we're to blame as teachers, that we're just teaching people that go out after people. Go and find mistakes of people. Go and worry about mistakes of people. If you see somebody doing something that's what you're not doing, you need to highlight that. You need to flag that. You need to highlight inside society. It's our own fault personally. That's what we've become. Rather than focusing on, we should focus on the core element of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran told him to do, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And this is al-fi'l, al-amr, a commandment. That's why ulama said that the night prayer for the Prophet alayhi salam was something obligatory. For us, as we find the end of the surah, becomes a choice. But for the Prophet alayhi salam, it becomes obligatory. So the minimum that we should be doing is the prayers. How many times have you seen that people even giving da'wah inside the park, hasten to pray their prayers, get back to da'wah, get back to this? Maybe once in a while you may need to hasten yourself, but is that every single day of your life? Everything, the salah is hastened, and then you're speaking about Islam, you're speaking about as-salah, غير معقول. It doesn't make sense. That you're speaking to other people about Islam, but core fundamental issues within yourself, you don't hold fast to them. And actually inside this surah, look how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his inferences about as-salah. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَى مُقِيلًا وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. So Allah mentions that he's three times or more than that. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى تَقُومُ بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ تَقُومُ بِالصَّلَاةَ. So here inside the surah, Allah is highlighting many times the concept of salah. For what reason? Actually, in the Quran, Allah mentions some 85 odd times inside the Quran, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. For what reason? Why does Allah begin the Quran mentioning, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Seek isti'ana بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek aid and assistance via patience and as-salah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. It's going to be something burdensome, difficult for whom? For the average people, except for إِلَّا الْخَاشِعِينَ, those who know that their key element, their key rub, their key relationship between themselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-salah. أول شيء ما يحاسب على العبد يوم القيامة. The first thing we're all going to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. The first thing. Every single one of us. Not asked about somebody else. In the Mu'jam of Imam Tabrani, that we find first thing every single one of us we ask about is as-salah. Is the prayer. And if that is to some degree rectified, or a person has made that effort inside their life, tried their best, supplemented that with what? With nawafil, with sunan. How many times people just engage, finish their salah, it's an aib upon us. Because people are true in what they say. You prayed no sunnah, you prayed no nawafil, you prayed no rawatib, you pray nothing. Because as soon as you finish the prayer, people will stand outside for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, talking on a daily basis. And then you want to pick bones with other people, how they offer their prayer. Maybe at least they're offering their sunan, they're offering their rawatib, at least they're offering their 12 sunan of the prayer in a day and solidifying their house in paradise. They've got the yaqeen, haven't they? They've got the certainty that I want that house in paradise. I want to strengthen it. I want to build it even more. These are core things that we should be focusing inside the life. I likewise find qira'atul Qur'an. You know, some of us, we can barely read the Qur'an at times. Barely you can read the Qur'an after 10 years of so-called practicing Islam. We can't read the Qur'an. Aibun. We're not asking people to become proficient readers of the Qur'an. That's a ni'mah min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at least be able to read the Qur'an and relate yourself to the Qur'an, understand the Qur'an. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ tartila. Recite the Qur'an with tartil. Recite it with understanding, pondering. Have your wird, have your daily reading the Quran through every single day of your life. Set yourself a target, half a juz. Even one page. Even one page every day, wake up in the morning or in the evening, or Ba'd al Asr, or whatever suits you. Read that on a daily, regular basis. That this is your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, you find as-sabr, key elements. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. وَهَجُرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. These are all elements of tazkiyah inside this surah. وَصْبِرْ الصَّبْرِ. As we mentioned in the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salam. Patience in his life. The patience of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. وَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Be patient like these strong, resolute individuals. Is that not tazkiyah? Once again, hastiness that we have inside our society. We don't want to follow this long, tedious, proper path of Islam. Of five daily prayers inside our life, of patience, reading the Quran, studying the Quran, implementing the Quran. And likewise, you find a dhikr. Wadhkur isma rabbika wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. Make dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of surah, seek forgiveness. Wastaghfirullah. Inna Allaha ghafoor raheem. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these five or six elements are what tazkiyah. Purification, before we start jumping to other things inside society, which we're all prone to do, which we love to do actually, because it's very easy to go and to preach to other people and tell other people. It's very hard to work upon one nafs, one soul. That's what ulama said, that the nafs, the soul, is a continuous battle. One day for the soul, one day for you, one day for the nafs, one day for you, one day for the ego, one day for pride, one day for sincerity, one day for hardship, one day for sadness, one day for weakness. That's why the nafs is always struggling. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Surah Al-Shams took some 11 or 12 oaths took. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُّحَهَا وَدُّحَهَا took an oath by the sun and the coming of the daylight. All these 11 or 12 oaths that Allah mentions. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Then Allah mentioned, successful is the one قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, who is purified it. الضمير هنا يعود إلى أي شيء. Who purified what? What is this thing that Allah speaks about you have to purify inside your life? النفس. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Wretched is the one who pays no attention to his soul. You are a man via your soul. You're not a man via your bodily structure. You're a man via your soul that exists within you. That's what makes you a man. That the more the soul is controlled, that's why some ulama tazkiyah, right? The soul is like a wild beast. It runs hurdles, runs towards passions, desires, temptations, the world, the dunya, wealth, property, runs towards that. So the soul needs to be tamed. It's a wild beast. Whoever tames their soul has controlled the rest of their body, rest of their organs. Whoever tames their heart, focuses upon their heart. That's what Allah mentioned throughout the Quran about the qalb, the heart being pure. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, comes with a pure heart. In a hadith as well that you find, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَةٍ, inside the body is a piece of flesh. In the body is a piece of flesh, one piece of flesh. If that's rectified, the whole of your body is rectified. What is that small piece of flesh? أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ, it's the heart. That's it. Spend your life focusing upon your heart. Focus upon that. The rest is trivial. The rest is, look at the Prophet, look throughout his life, look at his devotion, his commitment, even Surah Al-Muzammil. Read the revelation, whether it be the second or the third or amongst the first four surahs that we find. Read the build-up of this surah. Read the beginning of revelation, Sahih al-Bukhari, that we find how revelation came to the Prophet, how revelation used to come to him. And he went back to his wife Khadija, radiallahu anha. What did he say to her? Zammiluni, zammiluni. Wrap me up, wrap me up. In other words, if I dathiru, that's why you find Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he mentioned, La farq bayna, between zammiluni wa dathiruni. Not much farq. Both of these words are intertwining words that they are. But he wrapped himself in a gum because he feared. He didn't know what was taking place, but his revelation was coming upon him. And Allah then said to him, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, because look at the seerah, he was searching for peace, tranquility. كَانَ يَتَحَنَّثُ. And نَوْءٌ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ, used to go to غَارِ حِرَى, used to go to cave of Hira, and sit there for days on end, reflecting, searching for what? Searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. That's now cancelled. We don't need to go to غَارِ حِرَى and enter into a cave or make a retreat to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was specific for the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. So Allah addressed him, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, speaking to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. As we find that some of the ulama said, these are the titles of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. You know, inside the Quran, Allah uses certain khitabat, certain speeches. When he speaks, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Musa, Ya Yahya, Ya Dawood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks directly, uses their name. But the Prophet alayhi salam never uses his name directly. Allah never used the name directly. Illa fi siyaq al-madi, except for speaking about the third person, the past tense. Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul. Who is Muhammad except for a messenger existed before you? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, speaking about him. Whenever the Quran, when Allah speaks directly to the messenger, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh ma unziya ilayka min rabbik. Look at the khitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Ya messenger. Ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajik, O Prophet, say to your wives. These are khitabat, how Allah addresses the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shows his maqam. That's we find in a hadith that we find inside Sahih Imam Muslim, if I'm mistaken. He said, Ana Muhammadun wa Ahmadun. I'm Muhammad and I'm Ahmad. Wa ana al-mahi yamhu bihi al-kufr. I'm the one who obliterates, who wipes out kufr. Wa ana al-hashir. I'm the one that people gather hawla qadamay. Will gather around my feet, gather around me, cluster around me. Wa ana al-aqib. And I'm the end, the seal of the prophets. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-nabiyu awla bil-mu'minina min anfusihim. Surah Al-Ahzab. The 30th chapter. Look how many times Allah speaks about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Surah Al-Ahzab speaks about the confederates, speaking about jihad, speaking about struggle. But the reality of the surah is all about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It's all praising him. And that's why some of the ulama, you could see how they began to extract Some go to the view that he had 99 different names, even though هذا قول ضعيف. This is just mubalaga, excessive names that people have added to the Prophet عليه السلام. But you can see where the love comes from. You can see where it spills from the Quran and the Hadith about certain titles which are given to him. How does the Quran describe the Prophet عليه السلام? Look at the end of Surah At-Tawbah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. End of Surah At-Tawbah. Indeed, there's come upon you a messenger. It grieves, a messenger from amongst your own self. It upsets him, you don't come towards the guidance. It worries him, it troubles him. And he's Ra'uf, he's Rahim, pitiful, merciful, kind, compassionate. Allah uses these titles for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the disciple read inside Ulum al-Quran about the collection of this verse. How this verse was put together, compilation of the Quran, is a marvel in itself. Of how the Prophet ﷺ described this one individual who's carrying this one verse. But that is a different discussion. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. Stand up in prayer. Part of the night, half of the night, or increase upon that. And even the disciple inside the surah, how many times the night is mentioned? Because night is a time for obedience, of ta'a. Fa'idha faragta fansab. So when you finish your daily chores, your work, your career, then find moments to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially during the night, the final part of the night of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about those individuals who offer the night prayer, even if it's 2 raka'at, ba'da salatul isha, as some ulama mentioned, just before you go to sleep, just to read that, you'll be written down amongst those individuals who observe the night prayer. Tatajafa junubuhum. عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. They sacrifice their beds. They sacrifice their sleep. They sacrifice it to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why even the ayat we speak about, إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. Read the tafsir of these ayat. This is what the Prophet ﷺ read this ayat when you make qiyam al-layl, make tahajjud. And when he read this ayat, he would weep of reflection. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. It doesn't have to be excessive reading the Qur'an, excessive prayers that people say, oh, read X hundred amount of raka'at in the night and barakah will be given to you. Simple. 2, 4, 6, 8. مَثْنَا وَمَثْنَا. Increase, decrease as much as you want. Maximum, as the ulama have concluded, 11. 8 raka'at of the night prayer and 3 witr. And if you want to condense that, pray 1 witr if you want to condense it. But the Prophet ﷺ remained constant. When he began to do something which was even supererogatory, he would remain observant of that. Even though he had all of the different tasks he had to do inside his life, he observed that throughout his life. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً. In the night, make nafila, make the nawafil. عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. عَسَى هُنَا لَيْسَ بِمَعْنَى perhaps. حَقًّا. And indeed, Allah will raise your rank. مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا أَوَّلًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ ثُمَّ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And inside al-akhirah. That's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's the encouragement that we should find inside our lives, looking at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Look at the recital of the Quran of the Prophet alayhi salam. Many companions narrate, they said, we never heard the best of voices or the best of qira'ah was the qira'ah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. كان يقرأ مدًا مدًا. He would elongate slightly at the end of each verse. He would stop at each verse appropriately. That was the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Wouldn't hasten inside his qira'ah that many people may do, just hasten through their recitation. ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. That's why people at ulama debate about it, calls it mujawwad, of reciting Quran in a beautiful tone and extending elongatingly. There's a debate amongst fuqaha and ulama about that. But the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ was وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, to recite in a flowing manner. No need to excessively elongate certain things. It flows. That's more closer, أَقْرَبْ إِلَى sunnah of قِرَاءَةُ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that we find. And Imam Ibn Kathir inside his tafsir, before he begins his tafsir, he near enough has a whole chapter in his muqaddimah speak about فَضَائِلُ الْقُرْآنِ, about the virtues of the Qur'an. زَيِّنُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Try to exert your efforts, your voice in reciting the Quran. It's not just another book that you're reading, you're just mumbling away, murmuring away. You need to make that. That's why many times, you know, the awam, they're far better than us, that we may look down upon them. They have this deep reverence. This deep reverence for the book of Allah subhanahu that they have. The way they adorn it, the way they preserve it, and the way that they read it, because they believe passionately these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we take it as something light. He said to one of the companions, لَقَدْ أُوتِيتَ مِزْمَارٌ مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ آلِ دَاوُودِ. You've been given one of the flutes, a flute from amongst the flutes of the family of Dawood, because Dawood had a beautiful voice. Who was that companion? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. You know what Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said? Because the Prophet walked past him and heard his qira'ah. He said, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, I knew that if you were standing outside, I would have beautified my voice even more. He's just reading. But if I knew you were standing outside there, I would have exerted my effort even more. Already the Prophet is praising him that you've been given such a beautiful voice of reciting the Quran. Focus the Quran. As we find that there's certain people have a beautiful voice, and it's what's known as khushuf al Quran. A person can decipher. This person understands the words of the Quran. Because some of us can just imitate a voice. And there's those who understand the words of Allah. That has a deeper penetration. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ. He's not from amongst us who doesn't try to exert themselves in the recital of the Quran that we find. And maybe that could be hard for many of us in the world and the society that we live in. But look at this encouragement. The one who recites the Quran, وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ. He's an expert. He'll be with the lofty individuals. But that individual who struggles, who stutters, who breaks, who finds it hard to read the Quran, وَلَهُ أَجْرًا, will have two rewards. Who stutters to read the Quran, finds it hard, never learned it when they were young, tries to come back to learn the Quran at an elderly age. Look at the inspiration from the Prophet ﷺ. We'll have two rewards. Doesn't shun people away. Doesn't push people away. He tries to encourage people. Read the Quran. Study the Quran. Iqra, warqa. Read and ascend. وَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتُكَ آخْرَ آيَةٍ كُنْتَ تَقْرَعَهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ السَّلَامُ. Read and ascend. Wherever you stop reading will be your place in Jannah. Wherever you stop reading, that's your maqam, that's your position. You'll carry on ascending up in the heavens. Where some of our huffaz of the Quran are going towards the world of what do we find? Anashid. I don't want to open this kind of box about Anashid, or Islamic Anashid, they call it. Even people who memorize the Quran are going towards that path. Why are we going towards that path? Maybe some people say it's to give tranquility or ease or whatever, maybe to society. You don't need anta sahibul Quran. You're a person who's got the Quran inside your chest. What more do you want inside your life? What more attention do you want inside your life that we begin to divert towards that? That's why it shows that we don't understand the power of the Quran, the intent of the Quran. If we did that, we'd all be rushing towards that. That's what the struggle would be inside that dunya. That's what the companions known as, about who knows the most Quran. And how many of them knew the most Quran. And then that's why I had to go down another stage. Who's slightly older? Who became Muslim before? Because everyone fulfilled the basic criteria. Most of them fulfilled that criteria. They were hufaz al-Quran. They knew the Quran inside out. So I had to go to the next level. So these are the things that we need to focus inside our life. إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Now the Quran is thaqeel. Quran at the same time, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّلْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Inside Surah Al-Qamr 54, chapter 4 times, I'll mention it. It's easy to learn. So why does Allah say, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We're going to put down upon you harsh words, severe words. Even we take that literally, physically. As you mentioned, read about Revelation, the Quran will come down in the hadith in Bukhari, the Prophet as he mentioned, it will come like the ringing of bells, it will be a strong sound, the moving of chains being dragged, it will come and be heavy on my mind. And likewise, he said that other case will be in a sifatul rajul, it will come in a form of a man, Jibreel will come as a man and give him that revelation. And other occasions, the Quran would come. If I'm not mistaken, Zayd ibn Thabit was sitting, the Prophet is blessed, thigh, was reclining on his thigh, sitting beside him, reclining his thigh, and revelation came. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. He said, my thigh was about to break. It was about to break because the power of the Quran. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. We said that this Quran, a mountain, would turn into dust. That's how strong the Quran was. Aisha, she narrates that the Quran would come down on a cold day. Pearls of sweat, droplets of sweat would come down from the brow, from the forehead of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام on a cold day. Inna sanulki alayka qawlan thaqila. Ad-ulama mentioned, qawlan thaqila min bab al-ahkam wal-awamir wal-nawahi. Quran is serious business. Obligations, rules, regulations. Quran, Islam isn't a joke as some of us that we take it. As you mentioned, isn't entertainment. Islam, Quran, makes you men. That's what it does. That's what the Quran does. It makes men of people. Takes us what we were from shallow individuals and it makes great men, powerful men, strong personalities, strong individuals. That's what the Quran does to a person. That's what it trains a person to do. That's what gives them strength. It gives them power. Read for the companions. Not all of them were powerful, strong individuals, but what gave them the strength was the Quran. Quran lifted them to another spiritual dimension of carrying that Quran within them, understanding the Quran. That's what read even Sira amongst many of the ulama. Their life was about the Quran. Even hatta fi sijin, when they get placed inside prison, look at many of the ulama. They thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thank the people who placed them in prison. They thank them to say, because why, it's a time for me to reflect and spend more devotion towards the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Rasala ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi min as-sijin. Read his letters from prison that he wrote. That people fluster around Shaykh Sa'd ibn Taymiyyah. Far away people are from him. Alim. Jahada bilisani wa biqalami wa bisayfihi. He's a scholar who fought with his pen, with his voice, with his tongue, with his sword. That's Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. That's why he's been given that title. In all aspects, he's done that. That's when he's placed inside prison. What did he say? Mada yaf'alu a'da'i bi ana jannati bustani fi sadri. What can my enemies ever do to me? What can they ever do to me? Ana jannati bustani fi sadri. My garden and my paradise are right here inside my heart. وَقَدْ أُوِّلَ بِمَعْنَى الْقُرْآنِ. As long as the Qur'an remains inside my heart, there's nothing these people can ever do to me. And as you find some of his works at Tafsir, he wrote them with coal. He wrote them with coal. When they took the coal away from him, then what happened? Allah lifted him, took him away. When they took the coal away from him, he was writing Tafsir, they took, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time to leave now. You fulfill your purpose. Now they're not allowing you to carry on writing tafsir, writing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's time for you to leave this dunya and to return back. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Inna nashi'ata al-layli hi ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. The beauty of the night, the awakening of the night is the best time for you to focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna laka fi nahari sabhan tawila. In the day is the struggle that we find, that we will go through. That we need to overcome in. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Remember your Lord. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا بِمَعْنَى أَخْلِصْهُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. That focus, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be focused in your ibadah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. When you complete this world, focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See, you know the Quran, many of us, we read these ayat, we don't see core elements. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to develop inside our life? Just to have this tertiary reading? Allah says, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. He is the Lord of the East and the West. La ilaha illahu. You know, we just acknowledge rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fattakhidhu wakila. Take him as your companion, one who takes care of your affairs, your protector. Where are we from that in the world today? Where are we from that? Whether we take it from a worldly perspective, in a political world of the Muslim world, right down to a minor level, where are we from that? Where are we from these verses that we speak about Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tawheed isn't just to know the sections of belief. Tawheed is to implement it inside your life, to become rasikh in your belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah mentions inside the beginning, Rasul Al-An'am speaking about those individuals, their characteristics, who read the Quran, who study the Quran. Zadatum imana, increase them in iman. What does then Allah mention? Wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. Then they place their trust in Allah. It's not just a reading of the Quran. It's not a reading of Islam. It increases your reliance, your total reliance, your total dependence, your total commitment lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't find that in books. You won't find that in books. You can read as many books as you want inside your life. We don't need books. That's why inside Surah Al-Jinn, many ulama said, they just heard the Quran and look what happened to them. How they moved mountains. We're hearing the Quran for the last 1400 years. We're breaking mountains. We're collapsing mountains. We're collapsing the mountains of Makkah and all of its heritage and prestige and honor and dignity. That's what we're doing. That's what the world's become. It's drifting away. Because we don't feel that our protector is Allah. We feel that we need to modernize ourselves with a modern world to be equivalent to them. That's power. That's glory. That's honor. That's dignity. That's a lack of tawheed. That's what you call lack of tawheed. Lack of a weakness of iman. That to be like them will give us glory. To live their life will give us reunite again Islam once again. That's a lack of tawheed. A lack of conviction in the nusus of the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Because if that was true, then the Prophet had access to all of that in his life. And he could have done that. But he told us to remain in a certain aspect in our lives and to be worried about certain things inside our life that we do focus on throughout our lives. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. And then whatever people will say or whatever people do, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Be patient about that. Don't lose hope. Don't fear. Don't despair. Don't get engrossed in the people around you. Qila wa qala, that many of the youth are involved inside. Tit for tat. He said this. He said that. He done this video. I do this video. He says this. I say that. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Be patient. It's manhajun nabi alayhi salam. Be patient. Just carry on what you're doing. Why are we always so personal? We feel everything's personal. Something which is wrong, according to Quran and Sunnah, anyone can correct anybody. Umar al-Khattab is giving khutbah. People said to him, don't want to listen to you until you don't clarify your state. Did he say to them, send them to the gallows? Did he punish them? Did he torture them? Did he say, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am standing in this mimbar? How dare you speak out in this manner? Is that what he done? Is that what our leaders are? Is that their characteristics? Is that their behavior? And prior to that, look at the character of the Prophet. How many times people harmed him, oppressed him. But he's shown the finest of character behavior, never personal, inside his life that we find. Inna arsalna alaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum. Then Allah speaks after this spirituality has been built up. Then the Quran says, then go out like we sent to Fir'aun. We sent Musa to go and preach to him. We sent you, O Messenger, to go out and preach to the people. After all this long discussion about tazkiyah, about patience, about the Quran, about the night prayer, now's the time to go out and speak to the people. Not to take that in the beginning, that to learn one or two ayat, to read one or two books, get excited, go out and go and start preaching to the world. And after 6 months, you don't practice your deen at all. It's a common denominator at the moment inside our society. How many young youth have we seen? After 3 months, 6 months, that's it. Where are they there? Where for their salah? Salah even becomes difficult for them. 5 daily prayers inside their life because focus is upon something else. Common theme inside the Quran is we mentioned about spirituality. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, returning to the last day. Hardly ever will you find this distinction or this separation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about things of this dunya, even ahkam. You look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah speaks about rules and regulations. Allah will sway the discussion back towards the last day, about the hereafter. Because that is the feeling that instills with the individual that the things, the checking point inside their life. As-sama'u munfatirun bih, kana wa'duhu maf'oola. When the heavens will begin to rip apart. That is a reality, an action that's going to take place that Allah has destined. The day that you find that the young boy, يَجْعَلُ الْوُلْدَانُ شِيبًا, that a young boy, his hair will become grey, as the Quran here describes it, because of the coming of the last day, the worry of the last day. This is spirituality. That checking point daily inside our lives is about al-akhirah, is about the last day, about being worried about the last day that Allah warns us. Then again, Allah ends the surah. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thuluthi layli wa nisfahu. Allah knows how much you stand of the night. This, as ulama said, this is the only surah that the end of the surah, it cancels at the beginning of the surah. That's why some ulama said the beginning is a Makkah and the end is a Medinan surah. Now that prayer, because it would have been something difficult for the Muslims to pray every single night. So Allah just encourages us. Pray in half the night, a third of the night, a quarter of the night. Pray whatever you want. فَقَرَوْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read whatever you want from the Qur'an. Then again, Allah mentioned, فَقَرَوْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Read whatever you want. Allah knows. عَلِمَا أَنْ سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى. Amongst you going to be the sick. Amongst you going to be the travelers. Amongst you going to be striving and struggling the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَرَوْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Read whatever you can of the Qur'an in your daily reading. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us inside the Qur'an. And then the surah then concludes after this discussion about the night prayer and praying. And then all that, وَقِيمُ السَّلَوَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَقْرِدُ اللَّهِ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Establish the prayer, give the zakah, and give a goodly loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need our wealth. The wealth belongs to Allah. Allah wants to see what are you going to do with the wealth that I bestow upon you. So tazkiyah is also not just the spiritual element of the bodily structure, tazkiyah of our mal, of our wealth, of our amwal. We do that inside our lives. وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهِ قَرْضًا حَسَّنًا وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever goodness that you send, it will be presented to you. It's all stored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah never lets your iman go to waste. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then the end of the surah, make istighfar. After the prayer, why do you say astaghfirullah three times? Make istighfar throughout the day. That's what a believer should be, always making istighfar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, في بعض الروايات 70 مرة حتى أكثر مئة مرة, up to more than 100 times in a day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making istighfar, astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayk. He's making istighfar, making tawbah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, to pardon him. We mentioned that in the previous surah about the fawaid, inside Surah Nuh, about the fawaid of making istighfar. So these are the aspects of tazkiyah that we need to develop inside our lives. Be focused upon them, because as they say, the world is savvy, as they say, people will come and take you away from the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, in the evening, reading the Quran, a telephone call here, a message here, a WhatsApp message there, a discussion here, this there, this program, this, that and the other. That's it, your day's over, finished. Day's been wasted, another day has gone by, that's it. Lost another day. That's what ulama said, that death isn't something to be worried about. Death isn't something to be worried about. The death of time. When you squander your time, that's more dangerous. That's real death, when you're just wasting your time, just being idle in your time, not being constructive inside your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to remain close to the sunnah and the teachings of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to follow his manhaj, his character, his behavior, how he lived on the face of this earth, and to rejoice and to be back with him inside the al-akhirah.